but when you look at a team like Carolina, it likes to get a lot of pucks to the net. Just defensively, how do you go about kind of managing that and kind of making sure they're not getting high danger chances to try to keep everything outside?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the main goal is to keep everyone to the outside and not give up second opportunities. I mean, they've been playing well lately. They had some good players, and they like to throw a lot of pucks to the net. And to defend that, you have to come back to the house, stop, and keep them on the outside.
You saw a lot of this club, obviously, when you were with New York. What's made Sebastian Aho turn into the player he's been able to be this year?
Yeah, I mean, he's an elite player. He's not a big guy, but he protects the puck up there with the best of them. And watching him play, it seems like he really enjoys playing hockey and making plays. And compared to last year to this year, you can really tell that he wants to be the leader of the team. And this year, he's out there doing it.
After the game against Tampa Bay, Paul kind of talked a little bit about, you know, maybe not you guys not being as direct offensively. Is that kind of a focus going into tonight?
Yeah, I mean, as a team, we'd like to get pucks to the net. And I felt like we didn't do that enough against Tampa. And I mean, there's a reason why we play every other night. And it gives you a good chance to kind of forget about what happened last game and start a new thing.
You've had a week with your new teammates here. What have you learned about this crew that you've had a chance to kind of hang out and just be together here?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tight-knit group for sure. I mean, that's what you get when you go on long road trips. The guys are a bunch of fun. They know when to be serious, and they know when to have some fun, and it's been great so far.